And there will be opportunities to do more of that both tomorrow and Sunday. And I have two board members who wish to be acknowledged, Campbell and Van Revelin.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I just wanted to mention to our members of the public that when you have a specific recommendation to make to the board, it can be helpful if that is put in writing and provided to the board members. One of our speakers this afternoon was someone who last year provided a specific recommendation, and it was something that we were able to vote on right at that particular meeting and to pass. And so this is something that's just a suggestion. I don't look upon community comment, public comment, as being just a gripe session, but it's an opportunity to ensure that the board that you have supported is fulfilling your needs. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Campbell. Revelin?
Yes, thank you. My comment, I guess, sort of dovetails on Campbell's. I wanted to first ask generally, because this is my first PNB mesh session, is there someone that does take notes and refers those notes back to the committees or the people that might be able to handle that?
To answer your point of inquiry, no.
Yeah, okay, so there is someone that does that. I took notes also, and I just want to thank the public for being here and being concerned enough to come, pay the expense to be here, and to address us. Thank you.
Thank you, Evelyn. All righty, folks. It appears that we are at the end of the public session, And the reason we're going back into executive session is because we only have our auditor with us today, so we have to make full use of his time with the board. So we will be going back into executive session, and open session will begin again tomorrow at 12 noon. That can't be right. That's supposed to be lunch. okay, it looks like we're breaking later than that. It looks like we're breaking at 1. Is that how this is supposed to be laid out, Bill? Am I looking at this correctly?
Well, you know, the board responsibilities orientation training workshop, I mean, that could be open.
Starts
at 9. That's 9 to 10. But then it's executive session till
noon. Till noon,
yeah.
And then it looks like we break for lunch and we come back after at 1 o'clock.
Elections right after the beginning of open session. We move to that.
Well, it's a little confusing here in terms of the timing. I want to tell people what time to come back so they're not wasting their time coming in when we're having closed session, you know. Okay, well, we do have open session from 9 to 10, and then we inconveniently go back into closed session for 2 hours. So, and we break for lunch at noon. We're going to start open session in the afternoon at 1 p.m. because it makes no sense to go back into open session and break for lunch and throw the public back out, you know.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you go from executive session to lunch, that's a 3-hour block, and then we're back in open session so that the public, once they get here, can stay here a while. So, so there'll be a brief open session in the morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then it'll be back in open session again. It doesn't make any sense to go into open session for an hour and then break for lunch. So I think we will. Is there any objection to amending our agenda so that we break for lunch between noon and 1 and come back into open session at 1 o'clock?
Without objection, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, because it's logical. All right, very good. No objections? All right, so members of the public, we will be back in public session in the afternoon at 1 p.m., okay? 9 a.m. 9 a.m. from to 10 a.m., then 2 hours of executive session, hour for lunch, and then back into open session at 1 p.m., and that's when we'll be having the executive director's report, first elections, and then executive director's report, the report from the KPFK general manager, the Pacifica Radio Archives, so a lot of the local stuff in the afternoon as well. So we hope you'll join us tomorrow, and we'll have public comment again from 3:30 to 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Yes.
Just a point of information for those listening online and those members of the public. I posted the agenda on the KPFK website. You can download it if you weren't able to get a copy or if you're listening remotely. just go to kpfk.org and you can download it as a Word or a PDF document.
Thank
and
you,
and it's
Ali.
Been on kpftx.org for all week. And pacifica.org.
It's posted in several locations for your edification.
Okay. I noticed that the affiliates call-in period is listed on Sunday afternoon, and I want to know what provisions, what notice has been made, and what provisions for call-in have been made.
I don't know.
Apparently not. We have to.
I have.
I think Ursula sent a note to the affiliates, but I don't know if they've any response.
I've received Ursula. Nothing from anyone on anything.
Ursula. We've been contacting some people. We think that Ursula's been reaching out.
Yeah.
Use the mic, please.
I'm sorry, Thea. Ursula's been reaching out to some folks, so we're waiting to hear back.
Get closer.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Ursula's been reaching out to some folks, so we're waiting to hear back. Okay, so there was no broad general notice?
I don't think there was a broad general notice.
That's unfortunate. That's not. We didn't want a hand-picked, we wanted it to be an opportunity for the affiliates to be able to communicate directly with the board as opposed to continuing this process of censorship. I would object. To the manipulation of this opportunity.
Ivan?
But someone has to do the work to do it.
Is it?
That's her job.
I have to say something to this. You're on. First of all, the technical crew has done everything to set it up for that to happen. Second of all, anybody has access to Pacifica Announce, also to GRC. So the assumption that there's only one or two people who can make that announcement is kind of interesting. If you want that, you could have posted it on Pacifica Announce. Heather could have posted it. Any one of us could have done it. I'm sorry that we didn't do it, but we did set up the technical stuff to be able to make those calls,
well,
as we've done for the last two PNB.
That's meetings. The second part of the question is the technical part. So if you would tell
yes,
us
we're
what
ready.
The...
We're ready. We're using my personal Skype number in Brooklyn, as we have always done.
Very well. And I will get that from you at the
end.
Yeah,
all we
of
have
session.
To do is put it on Pacifica Announce.
Very
affiliates,
well.
Affiliates, please call in. There's nobody who doesn't want them to call. We wouldn't be setting it up if we didn't want them to call.
I will get that information from you at the end of this session and make sure that it's
you
there.
Got it.
I just need to add that I know that one of the challenges has been in the past when folks were ready to call in, that the schedule has always been so variable, so it's been hard to set it up as well. But it's absolutely true that I agree that everyone should be informed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, somehow we'd have to keep somewhat on time so people know when.
Well, frankly, the truth of the matter is that it's always been on Saturday afternoons. This is the first time it's been changed, and it's always a time certain.
And last
meeting, it has been for a number of years.
Last meeting, it was at a time certain, and it wasn't variable, and we went on at exactly time certain, and one person called in. So some of this isn't really a technical problem, and it's not a timekeeping problem at this end. It is an outreach issue so that enough people are aware of this that some people actually call in, because we blocked out a half an hour last time and we had somebody call in for 5 minutes and nobody else called in the entire time. So I really think it's a saturation issue to let people know that they have an opportunity and why it's worthwhile. It's almost like a press release to say, well, you know, like, talk to us. And it's something that could afford to have more energy put into it, and then we would have greater participation in the future. But I do think we have the capability, and we're ready right now. So if some outreach occurs and a few people call in, I think we can accommodate them and be able to do it in a timely fashion. I had Ivan, actually, and then I can go to you, Teresa.
For... Is this on?
Yes.
Okay. For the community comments, is it possible that people can email their questions from the other, I guess, stations?
Well, people can always email us at pnb@pacifica.org, as many people do.
And we will read the comments.
But in terms of the public comment, this comes down to FCC and CPB type regulations. This is a public meeting, and we have public comment. It's not really for us to respond to the public comment, but rather to take the listener comments. And I don't think we could find out legally, but it's not the same when people just send stuff in and we read it. This is an opportunity for people to actually participate from the public. So it's not that we don't have a way for people to reach us. We do have a way for people to reach us, but it would function a little differently, I think. So, I mean, we could look into further ways of increasing communication from a broader range of the public, certainly. Teresa?
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. We did agree in coordinating committee on the time certain.
Correct.
And I sent that information to Ursula and the co-chairs of the affiliate task force, and also to Otis. And there is one consideration in that, because there's only one phone number, if a person calls in, the other people just can listen on Skype or listen to the stream and figure out when the person's off the phone. We can only take one per call at a time, so they can't sit in queue and hear when somebody, unlike when you're on the radio, when you call, you know, five people call in and you wait in queue, can't do that this way. So they have to listen and call in when it's open. So I hope we've done what we could to make that happen.
Well, I'm sure there's always more that can be done and processes can be improved.
Can we move the agenda?
The agenda is actually to clear the room and get on with executive session, but several members have wanted to say something on this subject before we do that. Campbell?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The only point that I wanted to raise is that the Affiliates Task Force is finalizing a survey of affiliates that I think will be another mechanism whereby we can reach out and get substantive feedback from a number of affiliates around the country, and we certainly urge all of them to participate in this, and so that we can strengthen our affiliates' relationship as well as strengthen our ability to, let's say, engender development support revenues for the network and our affiliates. And we think that there's a lot of synergy that can be created here. And so where people may not have thought that they had that much of an opportunity to communicate, they should be really aware that we indeed are listening and we are indeed engaging. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Alex? Yes, I just addressed that right before I let him speak. Well, it was raised as an issue, and I'm letting people wrap up. For members of the public, if you're all going downstairs, if someone could convey to Kim, who's coordinating transportation to the station, that we will probably break at 6 o'clock, I would be most grateful, because I think that will utilize our time better than breaking at 5:30.
And there's a free wine.
Well, because some of us need to meet with our auditor, who we're paying to be here today to deal with the finances of the organization.
I will do. I'll send the email, but can we just call out the number?
Yeah, if he's going to do it.
Do you want me to announce it yourself? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Okay. Thank you all. Thank you, members of the public. Thank you for participating in public comment. And hopefully, we'll see you all at the radio station tonight. Thank you. Good last.